Amen. And I'm longing for that day. I'm longing for that place. And the Bible says we're just strangers and pilgrims just passing through. And the reason why some of you, you said, preacher, I just fill out a place a lot of time. Well, the more you serve God and the more you live in this world, the more out of place you're going to be. And this is not our home. Our home is on the other side, and I'm looking forward to that day, and I'm anticipating, I'm longing for that country, and I'm longing to be with my Lord. 1 John chapter number 3 this morning. 1 John chapter number 3, and is where I want to go and give you the thought the Lord has laid upon my heart for today. 1 John chapter number 3, and when you find your place, if you're willing and able, I want to ask you to go ahead and stand, and we'll honor the reading in that of the Word of God, 1 John chapter number 3. To give you the thought the Lord's laid upon my heart, this is where the Lord has stirred within my heart the last couple of days, and I want to try to be mindful of the Lord and give you what God has given me this week. 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 1. 1 John chapter number 3. And verse number 1. If you're there and you're with me this morning and you love your Bible, would you let it know by saying amen?
Amen.
The Bible says, behold, what manner of love that the Father hath bestowed upon us. Bestowed upon us. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Verse 2 says, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Can I say this, and I'll hurry along, but can I say this? I thank God for our position with Christ this morning. He says, now are we the sons of God. We're not the sons of God tomorrow. He says, but now. Amen. I'm glad it's not a future tense salvation. I'm glad it's not just a past tense salvation, but I'm glad that it is a present tense salvation. He says this is a now position. We are now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, John says we shall be like him, for we shall see him, watch this now, as he is. I want to preach with the help of the Lord this morning. I want to preach on this thought. I'm preaching on he is. He is. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. Lord, I thank you for the word of God. Lord, thank you for the truth. Thank you for the good singing we've already heard. God, thank you for the choir singing, the special singing. Lord, thank you for the good Sunday school hour, the good fellowship, everything that's been said and done all the way up to this point. God, if we were to leave right now, we could honestly say that it has been good to be in thy house with the people of God. But Lord, it's preaching time now. And so I beg of thee, Spirit of God, God, do through me what I don't have the ability to do within myself. I pray, God, may you prick every heart in the building. I pray there be a great stirring of the waters take place here among us today. God, we didn't come to just hear from man. We didn't come just to hear one another talk and sing. And Lord, these people didn't even come to hear me preach. But God, Lord, we've come with a desire to hear from heaven. So I pray, Lord, may you breathe on us one more time. Give me an unction to preach with. God, I pray that you make preaching easy. Lord, save that one that's nearest to hell. I pray conviction would be real this morning. God, I pray you'd reveal yourself in a special and a mighty way. Lord, we love you. Make much of the Lord Jesus. I pray we see no man save Jesus only, and will not fail to give you all the praise, the glory and the honor for it all. For it's in Christ's high and holy name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for standing. You can be seated this morning. Here in John chapter number 3, John starts out in our text this morning by saying this. He says, behold. Behold, that word, it means to take notice of. It means to pay attention to. It means whatever's coming next, John is saying, you don't want to miss it. If there's one thing you want to get a hold of, you want to get a hold of what's fixing to be made mention of. He says, behold, what manner of love. Could I say that if there's anything that you need to get a hold of this morning, if there's anything you better pay attention to this morning, if there's anything that you don't want to miss out on this morning, it is the manner of love that our God has for you and I. Amen. The fact that God loves you and I enough that he gave his only begotten son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Behold, what manner of love is this? In other words, John is saying, where'd this come from? What kind of love is this? Where did this love begin with? When you think about love this morning, you understand we can relate in that to the love of the relationships that you and I have. I mean, we can relate to the love of a parent to a child. We can relate to a love between a husband and a wife. We can relate to the love between a brother and a sister. We can relate to a love that's just among a friendly love, a neighborly love, because that is a love that we understand. But John says, behold, what manner of love is this? Where'd this come from? What manner of love did this? Because this is a love we cannot comprehend. This is a love that we cannot understand. This is a love that we cannot explain. We can't reason it out, because this is a love that we ain't never seen before. Amen. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. You understand that the love of God this morning, it goes far beyond our vocabulary. It goes far beyond our understanding. The love of God is a sacrificial love. It's a holy love. It's an amazing love. It's an everlasting love. It's an eternal love. It is a love that goes beyond our description. John says, what manner of love is this? Could I say, I don't know why he loves me this morning, but I just want to testify and say, I'm glad that he does. Somebody ought to say amen right there. John says, what manner of love is this? I can understand somebody loving somebody that loves you back. I can understand God loving a good man, a man that works hard, a man that tries to do right and to take care of his family and is an asset to society. It's just a good human being in the world's eyes. I can understand somebody loving somebody like that, but I can't wrap my mind around the fact that our God is such a God of love that he had shed his own blood and he would die and give up the ghost, not just for the good man, but he did it for the bad man. That drunk on the street, that prostitute in the prostitute house, and the drug addict. I'm talking about he loves your enemy, friend. What about your enemy? What about those that do you wrong? What manner of love is this? You understand this morning, Jesus did not die just for a certain number, just for a certain group, but he died for all men. Amen. My Bible says all. You know what that concludes? That means every color, every age, every race. I'm talking about every time, every man, woman, boy, or girl. Jesus Christ, he died for all men. We were all born sinners, guilty as charged, and yet Christ died for us and loved us so much in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I don't understand why he loves me this morning, but I sure am glad that he does. I don't know who you are this morning. I don't know where you came from. I don't know what you're dealing with. Don't know what you're going through. You may have walked through those doors thinking, nobody loves me. Could I say, what manner of love is this? What manner of love is this? Insomuch that the Father hath bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. And so John starts off with the love of God. He goes on to say that it is because of this love that we even have the opportunity to be called the sons of God. He says in verse number 2 that as a result of our position with Christ, he says now we have a great hope that the world does not have. You understand? We have a hope this morning. Notice it says this hope. It's not that hope. It's this hope. What's this hope? It's this love hope. It's this God hope. This is a salvation hope. This is this heaven hope, the gospel hope. He says, although it doeth not yet appear what we shall be, he says, but we know this. We know that when he shall appear, there is a change that is going to take place. You say, what are you talking about, preacher? What do you mean there's going to be a change take place? I'll tell you what it is. John says we're going to be made just like him. We ain't going to be like we are now. There's coming a grand and glorious day when we're going to be just as he is. And he says this, he says, not only are we going to be like him, but we are going to see him. And we ain't just going to see an image of him. We ain't just going to see a picture of him. But John says that we're good God Almighty. He says we're going to see him as he is. Get this now. I don't know that I could ever fully describe or even begin to attempt to define who Jesus is this morning, but that still don't change the fact that John says that he is as he is. Not that he was, not that he will be, but as he is. It's present tense. He's that. He is who he is right now. He is who he is, who he's always been, and he is who he's always going to be. He's God Almighty. In other words, his existence, his being, his countenance, it is not dependent upon my ability to define or describe him, but it is dependent upon the truth that he is. Whether I can explain it or not, he is. Whether I agree with it or not, he is. Amen. All this other stuff, it don't matter. All that matters is he is this morning. I get this now, this phrase, this term, he is. It's more than just words. It's more than just a term that we use, but rather what John is saying is John is making a declaration of who he is, of the one he's talking about. He's making a declaration that he's not just a theory or an idea or some character in a story somewhere, but he's real. He's everlasting. He's the living one. He's saying that he is, and that's what I'm doing this morning. That's where my heart is. I don't really have a lot of points. I'm just wanting to brag on Jesus for a little bit. I'm just wanting to tell somebody that the one you've been looking for, he is him. He's the one. He is everything that you're seeking after. There was a time in my life, I didn't even know who God was. There was a time in my life, I didn't even know who Jesus was. I'd heard preaching about it. I'd read the Bible a little bit, but I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I didn't know nothing about the things of God. But then I remember the day when God got real in my life. Amen. When God came by my way and he revealed himself to me. I was thinking of it like this morning, Brother Chris. I wasn't on the Damascus Road. I didn't really have a physical light shown round about me. But I'm telling you, I can identify with the Apostle Paul this morning that when he appeared unto me, I saw him. I knew who he is. I didn't have to wonder about it. I didn't have to question it. But I understood that he is. He's more than just a book. He's more than just a story. He's more than a picture on the wall. But he is real. The gospel is real. Eternity's real. Heaven's real. Hell is real. Salvation is real because he is. He's everything that I've ever heard that he was. He's more than anything I've ever even read about him before. He is, and he is so much the more. Without a doubt this morning, he's more than I could ever explain. He's more than I could ever define or describe. But yet still, he is the truth that remains. He is. He's God. He's the first and he is the last. He's the Alpha and he is the Omega. He's the beginning and he is the end. You understand? He's never had no beginning and he'll have no ending. He always has been and he always will be. That's who he is this morning. From everlasting to everlasting. He's the everlasting one. He's the eternal one. He's the sweet rose of Sharon. He's the great I am. He's the lily of, I just wonder, does anybody know who he is this morning? I'm talking about, he's the lily of the valley. He's the bright and he's the morning star. He wasn't created. He is the creator. Amen. He's the one who in the beginning has said, let there be light. And there was light. He was the one who spoke it all into existence. That's who he is. Y'all hear me? I'm talking about he's the same God who took from the dust of the ground and he formed man, breathed the breath of life into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. That's who he is this morning. He's the sovereign one. He's the supreme one. He's the victorious one. He's the reigning one, the strong one, the mighty one. He's the steadfast one. He's the sincere one. He's the promised one. He's the blessed one. He's the forgiven one. He's the saving one. He's the healing one. He's the comforting one. He's the redeeming one. He's the restoring one. And he is the everlasting one. He's God Almighty. I don't know if it does anything for anybody else this morning, but I'm just glad that I know who he is. Amen. He is. He's everything I've ever longed for. And he's more than I can define. Oh, he is who he is. It's not just a past tense. It's a present tense relationship. He is. He is our Redeemer. He is our Savior. He is our Messiah. He is the one we've been looking for. Could I say this? He's the one we're looking for today. Amen. I mean, that's who he is. He is our deliverer. He's our healer. He's our sustainer. He's our leader. He's our mediator. He's our counselor. He's our high priest. He is our protector, provider. He's our comforter. He's our guide. He's our great sacrifice. He is our earnest prayer. Amen. He's our Passover. And he is, the Bible says, he is our advocate. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the potter. He's the chief cornerstone. He's the head. I guess I'm going to go on all day. The Lord done filled me up the last 2 days. He's the head of the church. He's the good shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the one that abideth of old. He's the rock of our salvation. He is the sure and firm foundation. He's the Lamb of God. He's the Spirit of God. He's the righteousness of God. He's the love of God. And he is the Word of God. He is God Almighty. Emmanuel, God with us. He's unity. He's love. He's grace. He's mercy. He's joy. He's peace. He's humble. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek after him. He's holy. He's faithful. And he is true. He's a father to the fatherless. He's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. He's a friend to sin. And he is good God Almighty. He's close to them. That's a far off. Anybody, if you've ever been a far off, that'll mean something to you. Because there wasn't nobody else around. Nobody else was close to me in my life. I didn't even know that anybody knew where I was. Yet there was a God in heaven. And he was always right there by my side. And I'd never gone too far to where his long outstretched arm couldn't reach out to me. He's close to them that are far off. He is seeking to save this morning. He's willing to forgive this morning. He's ready to pardon this morning. He is the unspeakable gift of God who will have all men to be saved. He's the one that gave himself for our sins. He's the one that abolished death. He ascended up into heaven and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. He is our buckler. He is our banner. He is our champion in battle. He's our song. He's our stay. He is our inheritance. He's our shield and he is our protection. He is the strong and mighty tower. He's the fourth man in the middle of the fire. He's the rock that bring forth water and give you a drink of water on a dry and troubling day. He's our very present help in time of trouble. He's our refuge. He's our fortress. He's our hiding place. He is our hope in the day in the midst of evil. He's bread when you're hungry and he's water when you're thirsty. He is the lifter up of your head. Amen. He's
the shield and he is the protector. He's the one that'll be there for you when nobody else will. He's the one whom the psalmist said, my soul loveth. He's altogether lovely this morning. There aren't enough, you understand, I'm doing my best this morning, but I done figured out this way that there's not enough letters in the alphabet and there's not enough words in man's vocabulary to describe exactly who he is. But rest assured this morning, he is who he is. Amen. He's the revealer of the secrets. He's the one that rideth upon the heavens of heavens. He stirreth up the sea. He walketh on the wings of the wind, and he maketh the clouds his chariot. Hey, how about that? I mean, that's who our God is. He is the one that sanctifieth. He's the one that searcheth the heart. He's the one that baptized with the Holy Ghost. He's the one that dwelleth between the cherubims. He hears our prayers. He's reliable. He's dependable. Amen. He's valuable. He's worthy. He's bigger. He's available. And here's the good news. He's near this morning. He's the light of the world. He's the centerpiece of civilization. He's the fundamental doctrine of true theology. He's unparalleled. He's unprecedented. He's indescribable. He's incomprehensible. He's invincible. And here's what I like. He's irresistible. Hallelujah. You can't get him off your mind, and you can't get him off your hands. You can't outlive him, and you can't live without him. Amen. Herod couldn't kill him. Death couldn't handle him, and the grave couldn't hold him. That's who he is. He is the living one. He's the unstoppable. He's the untamable. He's the undefeated, undisputed, a champion of love. He's infinite. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent, immutable, transcendent. He's the all-knowing, all-powerful. That's who he is, full of grace and full of mercy. I'm just trying to say he is this morning. He's the Lord of hosts. He's the Amen. He's the bridegroom. He's the vine, the living stone. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He rules and he reigns. He's the door. He's the gateway to glory. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He's the soon coming king. He's King of kings and he's Lord of lords. I'm about out of breath, but I'm trying to tell you he is. Hallelujah. Amen. And Dr. Brown said it like this. There ain't nobody like him. He is. That's who he is. And far greater and better than I could go on the rest of the day trying to describe who he is. And if I could, I would. But still, he is. When it's all said and done, hear me now. When it's all said and done, the battle's over, the smoke is cleared, and everything's been finished. You know who it is that's still going to be the one still standing? He is. Oh, yeah. I got happy bubbles all over me right now because I just dawned on me. Y'all got to singing about heaven a while ago. We're not promised tomorrow. And I don't know when it's going to be your day. And I don't know when it's going to be my day. But there is coming a day. I'm going to draw my last breath. And I'm going to step off into eternity. And you know what just plumb fires me up this morning? You know the first one I'm going to see when I open my eyes in that world? He is. I'm just saying he is this morning. He's Jesus. He's Emmanuel. He's God with us. And here's what I come to tell you. You don't just need to know about who he is. You need to get to know who he is this morning. You need to know him. You ought to get to know him. You ought to come to understand who he really is. He's more than just a character in a story. He's more than just, you know, some genie in the bottle, some statue we've got hanging on a wall somewhere. Amen. He's more than that, friend. He's God. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows the numbers of the hairs on your head. He knows where you was yesterday. He knows where you're at today. And he knows where you're going to be out here in just a little bit. Amen. I mean, he's an all-knowing. He's God.
That's who he is. But the question is, do you know who he is? It's not a matter of what you think about him. It's not a matter of, here's the thing about it, it's not a matter of who you know this morning, how much money you got, what you can do, what kind of job you got, where you live. I mean, you can throw all that stuff out of the way. You know, at the end of the day, all that matters is, do you know who he is? Amen. And I come to tell you this morning that he is right for whatever's wrong in your life. He is. He's the answer. He's the solution. You've been trying to turn over a new leaf and kick over another stone, and you've been trying to, you know, buy your new book, you know, ABC 1, 2, 3, how to get my life on track, how to get my marriage, and you've come this morning and you think, boy, I'd like to get it in line. I'd like to preacher, do you got anything? Is there something you can give me to help me? What is it? What I need to do? What's the answer? I'll tell you what it is. He is. He's the answer. So I thought I was coming to hear something much different today. I need to hear. I was hoping for something else. No, it's the same one. The same answer. Same solution. He is. Here's the question this morning. Do you know who he is? Do you know him? John says we're going to see him. We're not just going to see him for what he was, what he's going to be. We're going to see him for who he is. And he is that right now. You think he could save me? Amen. He's able to save. Amen. He's able to save. He's able to do whatever is needing to be done in your life. He is. Would you stand to your feet this morning and come get ready for a verse of invitation? He is. I don't know how the Lord spoke to you. I don't know how God's dealt with your heart. I don't know your situation. Don't know what you're facing. Don't know any of that stuff. But God sent me this way to tell you that he is. You want help? He is. You need forgiveness? He is. You want restoration this morning? He is. Amen. You want protection this morning? He is. Amen. Whatever it is you're looking for, he is. Amen. Why don't you come and get to know him? Heavenly Father, we love you this morning. God, I'm thankful that you are. I'm glad it's not something we talk about. I'm glad it's reality. I'm glad I know who you are. I pray today for that one that's in our midst. The truth of the matter is, they don't understand why we are the way we are. How can we get so excited and how can we get so bent out of shape over this? I pray you'd speak to them and reveal that he is today. I pray they'd come, they'd repent, they'd place their faith in you before it's everlasting too late. I pray nobody leaves lost today. Eternity's real. And it's too long to be wrong about. I pray as your people do business. I love you. I praise you. God, it's my desire to just brag on you. For no other reason. Jesus' high and holy name, we do humbly pray. Amen.